David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm so excited because we have our very special guest. She is part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast on our show, and she's back today, and it's Bernadette. Bernadette is here today to talk about all things spiritual, and she's going to go into the spirit, all these different spiritual things in the spiritual world and how you could apply them to your life and grow in such a wonderful way. And I'm going to give the stage to Bernadette, and she's going to tell you a little about what she means by all things spiritual, and you're going to be amazed when you hear what she has to say. So how's it going, Bernadette?
It's good. Everything's good. It was, you know, it's a beautiful weekend. And so it's nice to be back and able to share more with your audience. So I'm excited to be here. And for those of you that don't know me, my name is Bernadette Thompson, and I'm an intuitive spiritual coach who uses ancestral healing as one of the tools that I help people maybe who are struggling and trying to move forward and helping them understand the past, sometimes people who are grieving. So, but also really helping people understand their spirituality in 2024. So that's really what I want to share today. I was thinking, what would I love to share? And I've talked before about my own spiritual journey. And one of the things that I would say that I experienced was this real desire to go in many different directions. So when I grew up in a very traditional Catholic family. Religion was Catholicism or Christianity. And, you know, we just had a set of rules. And, you know, it's just that really old traditional way of looking at what it means to be spiritual. And now that has really opened up. And there are so many of us that have so many different ways about being spiritual and different directions that we go. And what I wanted to talk about is that there is no wrong way. That there are so many ways for you to explore and to understand and to, you know, just start to begin to feel a connection with either the other side or just with your stronger elevated consciousness. You know, there are so many different ways. And many of us grew up in traditional religion. But even if we just started there, so there are so many religions. We have Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism and Hindu, Islam, so many different. And within all of those, there is the spirituality or how you are presented with how to be spiritual is very, very different. And in certain cultures, things are accepted, and in others that they're not. So if we look to, Hinduism or India and Buddhism, and, you know, we know that they believe in reincarnation. When they are taught as young children, and they understand that we are we come into this world and we're given this lifetime to do whatever it is that we've, some people talk about we've made a contract and decided what we're going to do. But even if you just say this is this life and you're going to live it and then you will move on to another life. Right. And so for me, that was a very big thing to kind of wrap my hands around, and say, reincarnation, is that something that I believe? Yeah. And so I would say that, I kind of think of when did I really start to branch out and figure out. And I lost a friend when she was in her early 30s. And she was a mom and had two little kids and went to sleep one night and just didn't wake up. And there was something, they never really figured it out. Her mom sadly had also passed away that way when she was very young. Yeah. So they believed it was heart, but it was nothing significant that they could say. But I remember being so affected by it and just not only heartbroken, but just, I couldn't understand. I just didn't understand her death. And about 2 weeks after she passed away, I'm looking for some of you who are moms out there. My kids are grown now, but when they were little, and it was one of these days that I think my daughter was in first grade, and she came to me and she said, I need a picture for school this morning with everybody in it. You know? And so I'm going through, you know, looking through pictures, trying to find a picture of the family, and a picture of Patrice came up, and I felt her spirit come through me. And she was telling me in that moment that, you are okay, I am okay. And that was the first time I realized there's another side. Yes. And that sparked a curiosity across the board, because it wasn't something that I had been taught in church. And, and my idea of what happened when we passed away was what I was taught, which was rest in peace. And you know, and you knew I was taught about angels and saints, but it really wasn't, it wasn't taught in a way that made me feel that I would be part of that as much. Yeah. So I had this real curiosity, and I began to just seek knowledge about all different kinds of things, and certainly looked into different religions. But I also began to, it was at a time when people were starting to use cards, you know, you put like, you know, pull a card and, you know, tarot and those types of things. And some of that made me a little nervous. I wasn't quite sure what to, you know, what does that mean? And especially with the tarot cards, because there were negative cards. And so I was always nervous about having a negative card. And so I kind of didn't want to go into that, or the Ouija board or thing, you know. So as you, and I came from that generation where there was a lot of interest in the Ouija board, and people had, you know, I had friends that had it, and I was like, not doing that. So, you know, you can already see that I had this fear of spirit rather than an interest of what is it that, you know, who are we and what is our spiritual connection? And it really was Patrice's passing that sparked it, because it was the first time that I really knew. I'm like, I wasn't afraid to die, because I'm like, Patrice is over there. And my, you know, my grandparents were over there, you know, so I started to really realize that for her to reach out to me meant that she was okay. And she literally told me that she was, and that I was going to be okay. So I kind of wanted to share how I began anything spiritual, kind of anything that was mystical. I would look into coming, being Catholic and Christian. You know, we talk about Jesus, but I always, I don't want to say struggled with my relationship with Jesus, but it was more like I was confused between Jesus and God, and how am I supposed to understand? You know, I knew, but I'm supposed to pray to Jesus. And I, you know, and it was, and so I began being interested in him, in Jesus as the son of God, the earthly Jesus, the mystical Jesus, and learn about him, really about what he did on this earth. And it was like just a different way. It opened my world up to a different way of thinking, and it made me interested in others. Jesus was Jewish, so then I had this interest in Judaism. So what was it, what part of Judaism did he bring forward and take with him because that's what he came into the world as, you know, it was born Jewish. And so, that was something that also was a curiosity. So, I mean, and I know that you share a lot of being, you know, coming through traditional.
Yeah.
This resonate a little bit is.
Oh my God, I feel like you're talking about me because everything you just said was basically how I felt. And, you know, it was, you know, Jesus was the Son of God. And, you know, everyone said, you know, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. And these are the laws of the Bible. And this is the way everything's supposed to be done. But then when you think about it and you think about, you know, Jesus is the Son of God. And like you mentioned, he was born a Jew, you know, how much of the culture and the way of thinking, you know, from the Jewish culture did he take with him, you know? And, you know, when you think of God as our spiritual being, you know, and we think of as our earthly being, it puts a whole new note on things. And then you think about how they mentioned that the Bible was written 4,000 years after Jesus walked the earth. And then, you know, that puts another, you know, those put thoughts in your head too. Then you think about, you know, how much, you know, were written, was anything fabricated? Was everything exactly the way it should be? Is this basically a book of laws and guidance to be a good person, you know, and to keep people to understand about love, kindness, you know, learning to give and not to always, you know, receive and basically a way of living. So people live, you know, a life of goodness and in harmony, you know, not to, you know, say like, you know, now thousands of years later that we have to do everything exactly the way the Bible was, because that the Bible was written back then, but it's now. And I always said to myself, I was like, well, if Jesus came back today, how much would he change?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
From the way the Bible was written, how many books would he revise? You know, would everything be the same or would it be a lot different? You know, and I think just like everything changes in time, I think if Jesus came back today, I think there would be a lot of alterations in that Bible, you know, and people live it by what it says. But that book also, you know, it basically is to teach goodness and to be able to show kindness, gratitude, love, giving, taking care of others, just being a good person overall and living a good life. And, you know, I think that's a main message. If you read the Bible and you read the scripture and you read what he says, but, you know, time goes on, you know, I think people also manufactured their own thoughts of what and their own interpretations of what it means. And things got a little altered along the way. And, you know, people broke up into different religions. Each religion had its own, you know, changed a little bit, you know, and people are very, you know, depend on the environment they grew up in. They're dead set. You have to think this way. You have to do this according to the way they grew up. But, you know, My grandfather used to say all roads lead to one God, you know, and that's how we really should think about it.
You know, I'm so grateful that you said that, because that's what I was just about to bring up, because one of the things, so the spirit guide that I have, you know, tells me that, you know, the understanding that all of the spiritual traditions, if you come into them with a pure heart and an earnest way of understanding, of wanting to raise your vibration and to feel that enlightenment or that understanding of what the universe and what the one source, what God is all about, that we are all, so that being a part of any, no one tradition is leading you in the wrong direction if you are coming with the idea of what your grandfather said, that is a one source, and that is and I think that's probably, it is the best way to allow people to look in different directions as mm-hmm. they, because if traditional church is not for them. And even if they struggle with Jesus or they struggle with whatever they were taught as children or growing up, it is okay to allow yourself to seek in a different way, because you ultimately will begin to come to understanding there as a core. And when you go back, the core of all, it's love. But it is the love that it, the powerful love of the universe and of source. And I think that's truly what we are all seeking. And that's why, you know, when you look at Native American or you look at the indigenous cultures of the world, there are some amazing, beautiful things that we experience looking at those that are very different from the rules and regulations that we kind of grew up with. And many religions have. And so it's being my gift of all, my gift from Patrice was to allow me to explore so many different things, like, you know, numerology or astrology. All of them have there is a part that you are learning about the universe and about the center of ourselves and the center of consciousness that is part of all of these. Yes. And allowing yourself, you just get a little bit of knowledge, even if you feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things, and I know I've talked about this before, but it's how I kind of help people. When you go towards something and you have an interest in it, but then there's this feeling like, you know, I'm not so sure. I feel a little uncomfortable about that. You know, it is okay to like come back and say, this is what I liked, but I'm not sure. And to have those conversations about, what it is that was making you feel uncomfortable. And were you hitting up against the edge of learning more, but that edge was making you feel like, I'm not sure I'm ready for this. And so, you know, sometimes like for me, and we talked about past lives, you may have experience about past lives. And these feelings that you've known, you know, we've talked about it a little bit before, you know, this idea that you have a connection. I feel a connection, Native American connection. I know from my ancestry, I don't have a Native American connection in this ancestral lineage. I'm sure as I go back, I certainly have an indigenous when you get back to Ireland, and you know there are indigenous, but you know, we were all indigenous people at one time. So, I've had, you know, there's something about Native American, and I went to, and places are have mystical places like many Sedona. I'm kind of building up to this because all of it just kind of came together. But I visited Sedona, Arizona, and I visited a friend, and I was there for several days. She lives if you've ever heard of Sedona, very spiritual place, and there are energy centers that are there, vortexes or vortices. There's many there. And as an energy center, it is connected, as I understand it, though they are connected to the energy of the earth. Mm-hmm. And those of us who do connect and feel that energy, feel it more when you are there. I remember the friend that I was with, she goes, I don't feel it. But as soon as I sat next to one of the vortexes, it was the airport one, and my body just lit up with energy, and I knew that that's what I was feeling. And while I was there, I had an incredible amazing Native American. I felt the Native Americans around me. I felt they used to call them cliff dwellers, because they're of in that area, there were a lot of old cliff dwelling remnants of, and I could feel the cliff dwellers. And so I went to bed this one night, and in the middle of the night, I woke up to hearing Native American drumming and chanting. And, you know, I woke up and I sat up, and we were close to this vortex, and I'm thinking, And she had said to me, sometimes Native Americans would gather there. And so I'm listening, I'm like, they're there tonight. And I'm hearing it, and I'm hearing the chanting and the drumming. And all of a sudden I realized it is pouring rain out. And there was no way that they were up there and that I was having a spiritual experience and hearing this Native American. And I knew I couldn't hold on to it. I knew it was going to fade away. And I was trying and trying, and it did fade away. But for several days, I could bring back the sound of the chanting, the actual. And so I share that because here's this little, girl that was brought up Catholic, and that, all I knew is what I was taught. And I was having this amazing spiritual experience in a place that was connected. And so it's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this today, to encourage your listeners to allow themselves to look at things, even things that may seem have been given a bad name, like witchcraft, like everybody, or paganism. And if you look with an open, and I always say, surround yourself with white light, which allows the angels and the heavenly beings to be with you. And you are able to look into anything without worrying about that this is, I'm not allowed to understand this because I was taught that this was wrong.
Yeah.
And if you are feeling that it's something you'd like to experience, you may be feeling a little bit from a past life. I don't know that my experience was from a past life, but I know it was a spiritual experience that was presented to me.
Right.
And you have spoken about, you talked about when you were in, was it France that you were? Where were you that you?
I was in Florence and
Italy.
Yeah. And as soon as I walked into that town for the very first time, I felt like it was deja vu. Like I've been here before. And it was a very awkward experience because it just seemed so familiar to me. And I had never been there before. And then before I went away on the trip, I had had this dream and I had dreamt that I was in, I saw this, it kind of looked like a constitution, like an old, like back in the day, let's say if they wrote a constitution out. And it was, and I stood in my head and then I heard music in the background. And since I don't speak French, I don't speak Italian, I wasn't sure if it was Italian or Spanish, but it was someone speaking like operatic in the background. And then when I got to Italy, I was in a museum and that very same document was in glass in the museum. And I my mouth dropped because it was the exact same document that was in my dream. And I knew that the music I was hearing had to be Italian and it was all interrelated. So I definitely think in another lifetime, I was there. It was a part of my life somehow, but I don't know how.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful, I'm glad that you've had that experience and I'm glad you're sharing it because it allows people to hear that. I know that some of your listeners have had spiritual experiences and maybe not understand them or maybe a little concerned about following that path or, and sometimes they, you can confuse what may be considered a bad dream or whatever, you do feel like I'm afraid to go in that direction. Yeah. So I also like to be there for people that have had, experiences where they just aren't sure. And why am I suddenly having this? And many of us experience an opening as children because it's very common for young children to have spiritual experiences before they're taught that, no, those aren't true.
Yes.
And, so many of us come opened, much more opened, but once the, once we're taught that no, there couldn't have been a light in your room because that wouldn't happen. And it must have been a dream. And so, those experiences that people have then become, make them feel bad, make them feel, and they never shared them. So they carry also some anxiety around it because they haven't been able to open up and share. So, you know, I encourage people to.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
Sometimes it's hard to take big steps, but sometimes it's easier to take things. You know, we talked about earlier before we got on about doing the cards, like, you know, these are angel cards, you know, where you choose a deck and you can just pick a card. You know, they come with a little book that always tells you there are many, many different kinds of angel cards. There's many different kinds. You know, we talked about the tarot cards a little bit earlier. But there's so many, and mystical ones. One of my favorite is this mystical shaman oracle cards. And so what happens is as you begin to look at those types of things, something will speak to you, something will kind of stir in you. And maybe it is an Eastern religion that you feel a connection to. Or, you know, there are so many indigenous, Alaskan, the indigenous people of Alaska, or the Aborigines in Australia. There's so many. Oh, certainly South America, and Machu Picchu is on my list of places, very, very spiritual place that we can. And so we were talking about spiritual places. There's a place called Mount Shasta that is known, that is also in California. And there's a very mystical story behind Mount Shasta. So there's so many wonderful things to explore. And you can do it without, one, spending a lot of money, because certainly online. And that's one of the reasons why I love to connect with people and have people, you know, start to get in conversations with them, is I'm a great resource. I have just had this fascination and done a lot of study around all of these different, around ancient civilizations and around all of these different, as I said, you know, indigenous peoples. And so it is just something that I think we should all be open to.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And I happen to love the angel cards too. And it's just, they give such great readings. You know, I've always had a good experience with the angel cards, and the more you're open, the more things will come to you, the more you'll connect with spirit, the more you'll be guided in the right way. You'll see your and like even increase, you'll see lots of things, maybe even symbolism. We were talking about symbols and looking for the symbols. And, you know, that even increases. The more you're open, the more they will come and visit, because they do look for people who are open. Because sometimes, you know, spirit, people who have crossed want to send a message to a loved one, but because they are in their little gray box and they don't believe in it, or they're afraid to believe in it, they look for people near them that are open, that they could speak to, hoping that they would relay the message. And so the more we give ourselves the ability to be open-minded and to be open to the spirit, the more messages, the more guidance, the more things you will experience. And they're all good, and they're wonderful experiences that can really actually change your life in so many ways.
Yeah, it is, you know, coming through, you know, I think I've shared before, but my husband passed away 6.5 years ago. And, you know, coming through that grief experience, and the ancestral healing was so, so important to me, understanding the, you know, what had come before me, and knowing that I was loved and surrounded. And it's what the difference, and how much more open I am now, is just, incredible. You know, I don't always wear this, but I have this little, it is a butterfly that when he passed, I had two dear friends that said to me, we want to take you away. And we went to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I bought this there because we talked earlier, butterflies are openings and new beginnings. And so I bought it for that reason. And it's a little piece of turquoise in the center of it. And I have carried it now, you know, I wear it often just because I know it is continuing to help me open. And, mm-hmm. and I am able, I know that my, what is being asked of me now is to share what I know, to share the knowledge and the opening that I have had with others. And particularly because I've had that very strict Catholic upbringing, so to speak. So I think it's able to, you know, gives people a way to understand. And it's not just Catholicism. It's any real strict religion that they, you know, somebody may have been connected with, and they've been trying to feel like it's okay to move forward. To look at stuff is something new. And we do connect, you know, we talk about nature. My little grandson, he just turned 2, and out of the blue, he started hugging trees. Mm-hmm. No one knows why, but he hugs the tree and just tells them that he loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't know where he picked it up. I mean, he's only 2 years old, and we've asked, you know, he has a you know, somebody that cares for him when his mom's working, and they say no, that they didn't bring it to him. And he just did, I just saw him do it yesterday, and he just goes up to the tree and puts his arm around it. Mm-hmm. And says, I love you. So it is so, and so I talk about one of my other favorite books is, you know, Animal Speaks, which is connecting with spirit animals. And, you know, we all have a spirit animal or a few spirit animals.
Yeah.
And as you learn about them, all of a sudden you realize that animal, I connect with that animal. You know, many people can be connected to owls or eagles, but they can be really, you know, a common housefly or a, you know, your animal doesn't, it can be something very, it doesn't have to be the majestic ones that we all know. But there are so many ways, to connect. And it's a great. So do you have any questions? Just, or do you think there are any questions your listeners might want to know about?
I think a lot of people, you know, when they're very interested to go and learn more about the spiritual world, and they want to know more about their own spiritual lives. And some I find are afraid, like you mentioned, are afraid of, you know, what they're going to hear. And I think some too, I think, are afraid to disappoint, because when I notice people that I know that come from strict religious upbringings, they're afraid they're going to disappoint their parents because the rules were so strict back in the day. And, you know, some people still follow those strict rules. And a lot of people, even their parents could even be past, or their parents are up there in age and they don't know what they're thinking and doing. But yet in their mind, they're afraid they're going to disappoint them, because they know that if they knew, that they would not like it, you know, just like they're going back to their childhood, you know. Yeah. But it's you know, the spiritual world is a beautiful thing. There are mm-hmm. angels, there are spirit guides, there are people who pass that love us, that watch over us. All these people guide us. And it's all goodness, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all things to help you grow in so many areas of your life. And if someone was really interested and wants to learn more, you know, what would be some of the things you would tell them? Like the first thing, you know, you would tell them to get them started in this beautiful process of learning more about the spiritual world and about their own spiritual selves.
Well, I would say a lot of what I talked about today is, if you're doing it on your own, it's okay to be curious. And not to and not to worry about it, you know, and whatever it is that you're called to. So it is your, you know, somebody else's opening may be very different from mine, but yeah. Know that we really are headed to the same place, and right. That, you know, that we get there differently, but we are headed, and it's all about that growth and understanding. I will say, you know, that it's kind of that universal law of like love one another is really what we are all trying to, and to have that non-judgment and compassion and all of those things that learning about spirituality brings with it, more wisdom. Yeah. And also, you know, there is something about connecting with other people who are going through the same process. And mm-hmm. it is what I did. You know, I have had mentors that have helped me through my spiritual growth. Yeah. And because that is a way to connect with people mm-hmm. who are in that same process. It's also a way to get where you may be afraid to pick up this book, but if you are working with somebody and they can say, that's a great one, go ahead, go try it. You know, that's a good one to look at. And so it's one of the things that I also do is to teach people about their spirituality. I help teach people about ancestral healing and growth and moving through grief and taking steps forward. But I'm also teaching about spirituality and I'm actually having a free seminar workshop kind of presentation next week on June 17th it's July. So I will share that, you know, I'll share that with you. So, and it's online and it's, and it will be recorded, but it's a way to learn a little bit more. And I'm going to talk about, I'm going to offer some classes along this line where you can join a class, depending on what you're interested in and how to begin to grow. And I certainly work one-on-one with people as well to help them. To, you know, when they really have that, a lot of times fear and don't want to share, feels safer to share just one-on-one. So my company is Tell Me Our Story, and it comes from the point of view of the child asking the parent, tell me our story. And the website is tellmeourstory.com. So it is, it's a great place to go to get more information and to connect with me. And I would love to, you know, there's ways to come and have a 30-minute conversation with me, or a longer strategy session where if you really want to talk it through and talk about maybe working together. And so there's a lot of different ways that we can connect. But the biggest thing is just connecting spiritually brings you to, it raises your energy.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
And it opens you up to so much more. So much. Yeah. I mean, I have so enjoyed the conversations that you and I have had. So
yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And I don't want people to worry about it or be afraid of trying.
And you know what I like too is that the symbolisms, like, you know, like when people, almost everyone has had someone in their life that they loved that has passed over. And a lot of times, you know, if you are open-minded and you look for it, you'll see symbolism, you'll see signs, you know, that person is near you or by you or watching over you, or they want you to know that you're there, or they're sending you a message of some sort. And a lot of times, you know, people will, you know, when you tell them, talk about you talk about the symbolism and you talk about, you know, signs, then all of a sudden they ease up and they get intrigued because they want a sign to know that their loved one is okay or their loved one is near. And, you know, then they don't get so wooey wooey, you know, they get really intrigued because they want some kind of closeness, because as humans, it's very hard to fathom the fact that they're no longer there. Like they are there spiritually, they are, but as humans, you're so used to touch and feel and to hear their voice, you know, right beside you, that it's hard to open your mind sometimes to realize that even though they're gone, they're still with us. And, you know, what are some of the things that maybe people could look for if someone has passed over, or some ways they can open themselves up to maybe, you know, experience some of those signs that person is near, or if they're trying to send them a message, you know, things they can do or listen for, or, you know, to help them in that sense.
I think the best thing for them to do is to allow we all have an intuition, and the more that you understand that you have an intuition, it grows and it becomes stronger. It's like a muscle that you are working. And so as you see signs, you know, if you think about it, if you want somebody to send you a sign, you can. So I'll use like a butterfly. So a lot of people do, you know, they'll say they're a butterfly that comes to them. So certainly if you have a butterfly flying around you, that could be a sign, and that would get somebody excited that maybe that's, you know, maybe that's them. But also you have to be open to one saying, okay, it's not just a butterfly. You know, there's a lot of course it's July and of course there's a butterfly. But allowing yourself to see a butterfly, and if it's making you think of that loved one, knowing that you begin to make that connection and they will try and send you more butterflies. So sometimes in the beginning, I've heard a lot of people say to me, well, I don't have a sign. They're not sending me a sign. And you can help them send you a sign by helping them, you know, say, send me pennies or send me whatever it is. And they will begin to send it. And as you acknowledge it, then it opens up more. We talked the last time I talked about numbers, you know, numbers is a way that they can show up. So it is really building the intuition that we all have and allowing yourself to believe that they in fact are sending you a sign. And the more you do, the more you open. And it is just it's a process. It's a process, but it is a beautiful one. And I don't want anyone to feel like they can't do it.
Right.
They can. And either they can do it, you know, explore on their own, or they can do it with help. You know, and there are ways to, because, you know, I've gone to mediums before and I am speaking with spirit. I mean, spirit comes to me. I have a spirit guide and ancestors come to me. But before that, you know, I would go see a medium. And the reality is they're wonderful. So some of them are so amazing. And if you were to ask them, they want you to open up. You know, it is wonderful that they can get the message for you. But as you said earlier, your loved ones are going to find somebody near you that can deliver that message if you aren't open to it. So that's so I would say that's our message, is, you know, it's my message for today, is just understand that there's so many ways to be spiritual. And don't feel that you have to, if there's one way that doesn't make any sense to you, or you don't have to go down that path.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
And if there's a way that there are a lot of people are like, huh, why are you going that way?
Yeah.
Yourself. You just don't have to share it. You know, if somebody doesn't share, you know, if you have a spiritual awakening in one direction, you can, it can be yours. You don't
yes.
have to, you know, you don't have to do it the way somebody else is doing it. So
exactly. And I think that's another issue too. I think some people get spiritual messages and then someone else, you know, doesn't believe in it, or they're skeptical, and then they try to push their own thoughts and discourage the other person. Oh, what are you thinking that for? Oh, that's not true. Or, you know, that's woo woo, you know, and then that person feels funny, and then they're like, well, maybe you're right. Maybe it wasn't anything, you know, when it was.
Exactly. It starts to make you, and we all do it. We all do it. I know when my guide first came to me, I tried, there's an old saying called Six Ways to Sunday. I tried to, like, you know, say, is this real? You know, am I really experiencing this? And now it's been long enough that, you know, they're with me all the time. But I feel like I'm an accidental, and it wasn't something, never did I think that this would have been the gift that was given to me, and the gift that I want to share.
Yeah.
Because as we said, we're all trying to rise and bring the whole planet, you know, we would love to do, and it will happen, but we may take a few more generations, but we can all start with ourselves.
And, exactly.
Yeah. And it helps us.
It does. It really does. That's such great advice. And if you had to take everything we talked about today, what are some things you'd like to emphasize that you feel are important?
I think the most important things are to learn. And to whether it's to whatever it is that's knocking at your door, or you're having a feeling, is to learn a little more, and to also to get guidance, like to have to, you know, there are, as I said, I offer, you know, I'm offering classes, some of them I'm just getting started, but it is when you go to somebody that understands a little more than you do and has been able to open up, it helps you do it safely, in the sense that it helps you be less fearful.
Right. And
because sometimes this does bring up a little bit of fear, and there's nothing to be afraid of, but there are ways that you can approach it where you can keep yourself feeling grounded, and that this is, and so many books, I have so many different books to go in and look at, and they often lead you. That's really how I started with one book that went to another book that, you know,
yeah.
And that was really part of where my journey. So that's what I would say, is just allow yourself to be a seeker, and knowledge is always a great way. Learning is a great
way. That's so true.
And just to know that you are so deeply loved and cared for by others on the other side, and the spirit that holds us, God or the universal spirit that holds us all together in their heart, that yeah. We all are. So just know that you're deeply loved and cared for.
So. I love that. Now, can you tell everybody once again all the different services that you provide?
What I provide is, I'm now beginning to do some classes. I did a lot of one-on-one work with people, and I continue to do that, but I help people take them through the process of ancestral healing. I am able, I am trained as a genealogist, to actually look up your ancestry and help you understand the past that way. And also to bring you through that grieving process, and to open you up to moving forward. And I am also offering classes and group sessions with spirituality, and how to learn more about spiritualities. And these classes are kind of a drop-in, where you can begin you begin at one point and then and go through. So we the class will continue and you can come in and start and stay through. And then and as other people drop out, more people come in. So it is something that a lot of people worry that, oh, I don't have that specific time period, but I'm offering it in a way to allow you to come in on a certain, I'll have a couple of days a week that I am holding the classes and that people can come in. And so there's more, there'll be more information on my website and this is growing. So, so there'll be more information that I'll be sharing. And also I have, if you go to the website, tellmeourstory.com, I have a free guide on getting started. And if you, when you first get to the website, right at the top on the banner, is a couple of different things, but one of them is a way to download a free guide to getting started. And so I would love anybody, and that, that will put your name in the email, and then you can get the emails about the classes that I'm doing. So that also is a way to do it.
That's great. And you have a class, you said July 17th, I think you
July
said?
July 17th is not getting started yet in that it, this is a class to know more. So okay. It's a class, it is a kind of a presentation to understand more about all that I do at Tell Me Your Story. So it's July 17th. It is 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's online. It will be recorded. And it's, you know, an hour or so, and you'll be able to, you know, ask questions in the chat. And just, again, signing up for it will get you connected with me and able to just receive more information.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, this is exciting. Now, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
No, just to, I'm looking forward to coming back and sharing more. And, you know, I'm already thinking about what, you know, what my next topics will be to share so that just to keep broadening. And, you know, if you see this and you have something you're interested in learning about, feel free, wherever you happen to listen to the podcast, to tell us what you're interested in and bring up a topic.
Yes, definitely. And you can even go on our YouTube channel and you can, you know, write in the community box what you'd like to hear. And
great.
We'd love to have you on, you know, have people come on and write their thoughts and tell what they think about the show and more topics that they would like to hear about. And I think what you're doing is great. And, you know, I think that, you know, people should go back to your own podcast channel on The Advisor where people mm-hmm. can go listen to all your previous podcasts because each of them are really, they really touch really deep topics and topics that everybody is interested in. And whether they want to say it out loud or not, you know, it's crossed their minds and, you know, you go really in depth about it. So I really highly recommend that people go onto your podcast channel and listen to your podcast because they're really, they're not only educational, but they're just very enlightening. And they really do make you look at life in a different way, a very positive way.
Yeah, we all want to grow.
We all definitely want to grow. Yes, definitely. This has been wonderful, Bernadette. Thank you for coming back on the show. I look forward to your next show. And you, like always, you've been so wonderful. And I really enjoyed this segment.
Thank you, Stacey.
You have a great day.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.